Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I haven't seen you in, like, forever.
Yeah, it turns out it was a year since I've last seen you, although that's not the actual case. I still have some books to give you.
Well, in Florida, anyways. Yeah. It's been a year since we were allowed to romp the beaches.
Yeah. When we started...
Ride the gators.
When we started this, there was a... We couldn't see each other anyway. And it was a thing to get, like, you know, to make some... I guess make a dent in the fact that there was a worldwide pandemic, and now we're glutton for punishment. We can't stay away from this thing. We've been talking about this for a while, and we really want to do some more Florida Man stories.
We have the option of physically being present in the same room.
Yeah, we do, but we've turned that down.
It saves on showering for one thing.
I've always liked the way we go. Look, let's just start recording and see what happens. That's the style, it's good that that's the style, because that's exactly what we do.
I do like to think that people listen for the spontaneity and the fact that this isn't slick. We don't have sponsors. There's not a producer. I mean, yeah. If anybody thought that even up to this point,
that's a problem.
Shame on them.
Yeah, there's a problem. I always remember when I was at uni and we were training to be teachers at the time. This isn't a teachers related story, but there was a big guy. I mean, he was small. But he was like round, okay. He was quite big. But he was all right with it. Like, he poked fun at himself. One of the things he said was because we were talking about the fact that when you go into schools, you probably have to dress professionally, right? So he said, I went into a suit shop and I said, "Have you got a suit that would fit me?" And they said, "Yeah, no problem." He goes, "You want to sack some cunt then?" I always want to tell that joke about me, but I'm really not that round at the moment,
no,
at least.
No, so. not.
Anyway, so here we are.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Yeah. It's been a while, other than a foray into the rest of the world and a little spring break thing. So I think we're gonna give this a shot and bring back the Florida Podman for season 6.
Yeah. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to hope that there's enough stories. And Jesus Christ, in the last year, when you just type in Florida Man and it goes, bip, 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 it's we were running out. We were running out of good. We'd evolved to a, they need to be on this level. And when you go back into the stories that's happened over the last year, they're at that level. And of course, there's a lot of stuff that's happened previously that has now come through the court, so people are reporting on it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's the clincher as well, that we'd dried up of really fresh content. Not anymore. We're back.
Mm-hmm. We are back. So we were just talking before the recording here about if we're going to do anything different this season. Yeah. You know, the previous seasons we've kind of had a couple of themes, we've played with the structure a little bit, you know, the things. It's always Florida Man, we're telling funny stories. We're gonna just try nothing earth-shatteringly different. We won't even talk about it. We'll just kind of go into things and you guys will see what's going on. It's the same.
Yeah,
it's slightly different. It's still Florida Man, it's still us.
Same, slightly different. Yeah. It's still us. Yeah, that's about, yeah, that
so...
sums it all up. So what are we doing? Where are we going?
We're going to Florida.
Oh yeah, Florida, nice. Where do you? Where's yours from? Mine's from Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Mine's from Tallahassee. Let's just rip into this. You go first. The floor is yours. The curtains are also yours, and more importantly, the microphone
is my. It belongs to me. I here's something funny. I hope so.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, they've got to be funny. I was looking at our Twitter from a long time ago, and it's fair to say that it didn't motor, right? It was kind of stuck in the garage a little bit. But there's some good stuff on there, and one of the things that you posted was an audio transcription, a subtitles track, and how really fucking wrong it goes. And that's what we're just doing now. It's like, this is, if it, look, it's gonna come as no surprise, this is not at all.
We've been away for a year.
Yeah.
We've been away.
There's
for
no
a
script
year.
Here.
Give your give yourself a break, Chris. You know, don't be so hard on yourself.
Right. Okay. So, just buy myself some time while I get this story back up. So, I have
talk amongst yourselves.
Shitballs. Hang on. Sorry. Stupidly, I moved off the page. Here we go. Right. Okay. You ready? So, this comes from Fort Lauderdale, which I didn't know if you know which state this was in. This is in Florida.
That's a relief.
Yeah. And hang on a minute. It says here, security officers at a South Florida airport. I don't think Fort Lauderdale was South Florida, is it? I mean, it's kind of middle in it. I ain't got my map, but anyway, wherever it is. So this is.
Let's call it Port Lauderdale, and then.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
Fort Lauderdale. Somebody's either there talking about it or it happened here. It's a security incident. What do they call them? TSA, don't they? Right, okay. I have a headline for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Handgun found inside raw chicken in luggage at Florida airport, TSA says.
Brilliant.
Welcome back. Do you know what? There's a Twitter post on this, which is probably the best thing about this, right? So I'm going to leave that till last, right?
Teasing.
I'll get the
stuff. That sort of professionalism probably in at least the top 10 Florida men podcasts in the world.
What I want to do is sort of get through the story and then go back to this post. So anyway, right. So the Transportation Security Administration, that's the TSA. Posted photos of the gun and the poultry with a pun-filled caption.
Oh, dear.
That's what the tweet is, right? Okay. Tweet, I suppose, is a little bit chicken-y, isn't it, as well? So, it's happened on, it was, oh,
I
no,
ever
sorry.
Think I've ever, I don't, sorry, I don't think I've ever thought that chicken's tweet.
The chick tweets, isn't that chicken? You know, on the it's not on the, you know, on the Twitter logo, isn't that? Get Elon on the phone. Hey Elon, is it a chicken? It's a small chick, isn't it?
So I guess for the first time this season, let's at Florida Podman on Twitter. If Twitter still exists by the time this goes out.
Yeah, it's blown up. And I've already screwed this up because this is actually an Instagram post that I've seen, not Twitter, which doesn't.
So this whole conversation about Twitter and chickens and Elon Musk is gone. Yeah. So yeah, do chickens tweet? And not like on a computer, but in terms of onomatopoeic noises.
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing. It does explain why the amount of words that we used in the post is it exceeds 147 or whatever it is. Anyway, right, okay, here we go. So the weapon was recovered at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Ooh, that's posh, isn't it?
Fancy.
All right, here's the tweet then. We hate to... Oh, no, this isn't the tweet. This is still the report. We hate to beak it to you here. Well, that's meant to be break it, right? That's not a pun.
And I think if you need to explain a pun... That's not a good pun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, not you explain it, but if yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is what
I got a feeling. I'm going to probably in about 2.5 minutes really, really hate you. But let's keep going.
This is what starts off the post, right? Okay. So we hate to beak it to you here, but stuffing a firearm in your holiday bird for travel is just a waste of time. Right.
Nothing. Okay. I'm not even saying anything.
The post.
I might just mute you, to be honest.
I'm going to go into the rest of the post in a second, but it says here, the post didn't identify the traveller who was transporting the weapon. This is going to make a little bit of a... We've got to work out how we deal with an anonymous Florida man, but we know where it's happened and we can just describe him as chicken gun man. I won't forget what that is. He was transporting the weapon or whether... any arrests were made? They didn't. I would have assumed that there was arrests made.
I think so.
According to the TSA, here's a reminder for you, Kevin.
Listen, if I can't take a friggin' chapstick through security, take a gun and a raw chicken.
You can't take in fresh meat, seafood, and other non-liquid food items. Okay. You can't take them on carry-on or checked on, so checked in bags. As long as they are packed in ice. Did I ever tell you? I was on EasyJet. I was coming back from Belfast, and the plane was about to go, and they went, "Stop the plane!" It wasn't as dramatic as that.
And you don't like flying, so you must have been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what I'd done was I'd picked a seat that was sort of close enough to the emergency exit, but not that one that you have a responsibility. And they open the door, steps come up to the door again. Somebody comes in with a box, like a foot in depth, and then not about half a foot wide. It said on the top, human body parts. It printed on the top. And I...
written in blood.
Yeah, so I had to ask, what is this? What is that? And they said, it's eyes. They're going to Manchester Hospital for an eye transplant. And I thought, well, that's a beautiful thing, right? But it's quite... And they said it happens a lot. Like, yeah.
And it was probably packed in ice.
In ice, yes, that's right.
Eyes and ice.
So anyway... Right.
Well, hang on a second. If you can take food through security, but it has to be packed in ice, would it have to account, if it melted, it would have to be less than 100 milliliters of ice?
I don't think, right?
Because your liquids have to be 100.
We're not talking about the ice.
Otherwise, I'm going to start freezing whatever, my shampoo.
Well,
not that I carry shampoo.
This is
security,
what the,
but you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And this is what the guy...
It's ice cubes. It's ice. Yeah, yeah, it's ice.
Just
it's,
ice. You know. Just flavored ice. Anyway.
There's 5 bottles of whiskey. I have managed to freeze them somehow, and it's ice, so I can pack...
Here's
one slice of ham and some frozen whiskey.
Here's something that couldn't be more Floridian. Unloaded firearms are allowed to be transported in check bags, but they must be declared at the ticket counter and packed in a locked, hard-sided container. It doesn't mention anything about ice guns, though. So, anyway, this is the bit that we're all waiting for. This is the Instagram post. There's a personal foul here. Probably you're going to give him this one. This one's good. The plot chickens.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That would be a good headline, I think, for this story.
Yeah, the plot chickens. As we barrel our way closer to Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know what the barrel... Is that a thing? I don't get that one, but it looks like it's deliberate.
Unless there's some sort of bird... called a barrel that in my 46 years on earth, I've never heard of.
Or part of a chicken is called a barrel, like the foot, maybe. Anyway, it's for us.
You get the breast, you've got the wing, the thigh. I haven't gone to Costco and bought a tray of chicken barrels.
But I actually do want a chicken barrel now. Anyway, this bird is a chicken. I thought it was turkeys. And that's beside the point. That's just a taste thing. For us, it's a time to be thankful that our officers are always working around the clock to keep you safe. Take, for instance, this. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
We hate to beak it to you here. That's obviously what it's the thing. Stuffing a firearm in your holiday bird is a waste of time. This idea wasn't even half baked. It was raw, greasy, and obviously unsupervised. The only roast happening here is this poor packed choice. Feather you like it or not.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
There are rules for travelling with guns and ammunition, so don't wing it. Roost over the proper packing info through the link in our bio. Hashtags are raw chicken, concealed, and airport security. I wonder if we'd have been able to guess what that headline was from just the hashtags.
Hashtag raw chicken.
Raw chicken, concealed, airport security. I think we'd have got close, but I would have definitely had somebody trying to...
That's a great game. Yeah. That's going to be like a brand new game show in about a year's time. But we should do that. We should write that one.
We would have definitely have said, let's face it, if we'd have been presented with those, we'd have thought somebody's tried to shove a chicken up their ass to get through. That's what we'd have said. And we know it. Anyway, that's Fort Lauderdale. And it, obviously it did reference Thanksgiving, which was quite recent. And that was November the 9th. So there you go. That's a recent Flow Man story.
Nice. Oh, it's so good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Those puns, good God. That's cool. Over to me then, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you have a go? No, I'm good.
I'll try my best. Tallahassee Democrat. Now, I picked this story, and I think this isn't necessarily just, you know, we don't want to give away all the good stuff in episode one. We want people to stick around for the entire season. I think I picked this story because it reminded me, I think of still my favorite story that I've ever done. Maybe we've ever done. And it was one of the very first stories we told in, I think it was the second ever episode, with my friend that had the two toilets. He threw one through the school window.
Amazing.
And then the other one, he just had another one, and he was sitting on that one outside waiting for the cops to show up.
Yeah, he brought absurd. He brought the two toilets with a reason to use one as a seat and the other one as a weapon. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. So here's my headline. Man ripped urinal, or urinal, depending on where you're from. Man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall, ran away naked into woods.
It's that bit, isn't it? That's the bit at the end. The second part, your canter went bang. Yeah.
Delivery. You know what?
Banter.
Either one.
Banter.
So Tallahassee police officers are searching for a man who they say ripped a urinal from a bathroom wall Monday night at Miller's Ale House. So we put that on the map. We'll head to Miller's Ale House in Tallahassee and look for the missing...
Cannot wait.
...stall. And then he streaked into the woods. I read that almost like it was supposed to be a pun.
Bacon. Was it bacon? Streaked bacon.
Bacon.
I'm thinking that every word now is a pun because of how many is in that last one.
I think we've kind of probably gotten rid of our pun quota in this episode already, early on. Staff at the sports bar on Apalachee Parkway told police that the man, who was described as being in his 20s, entered the bathroom at about 11 p.m. When he emerged a few minutes later, he was soaked in water. He ran from the building north through the parking lot while taking off his clothes. An employee who watched the man run away said he was completely naked when he disappeared into the woods. His clothing was not found. There's surveillance video provided and all that stuff. And if anybody knows who our friend is here, you can just call the Tallahassee police on 850-891-4200. Or anonymously, call the Crime Stoppers at 850-574-TIPS.
Tips? What is that?
Tips.
You just say...
Like tips. Tips, like T-I-P-S. You, on your phone, you spell out the T-I-P-S. 875-574-TIPS.
Oh, yeah, you can spell it out. Yeah, okay, yeah. They still do that.
I guess they never had that here. So growing up in Canada, they had, like during the commercial breaks, when you're watching, whatever, Happy Days, commercials would come on. And then, you'd have your, Coca-Cola and then your, new cars. And then they had Crime Stoppers. So they'd have like a 30-second, this man broke in and did this and horrible thing and, stuck a gun up a chicken. If you know anything, anonymous tip line is open at, 604-574-TIPS. So it'd be like on the ads. It'd be like every day you'd have a Crime Stoppers.
Whilst we were looking at this, whilst you were reading this, I've gone to Apalachee Parkway.
Apalachee?
I've been to there. And I'm looking at Miller's Ale House as we speak. And this is not what I...
Is there a pisser lying in the car park?
I don't think I can go into the car park in Google Maps. Oh, I actually can. That's incredible. Right, so I'm now in the car park.
Well, now I have to look at it, of course.
Right, but the thing is, outside the thing, it goes Miller's to go. And I thought that would have been quite a good... headline for that story, Miller's to go.
Yeah, it would be. I thought you were going to order some right now, like Uber Eats, 4,000 miles on an airplane. Yeah. You could pack it in ice, it would get here, right? Just like your chicken.
But this is not what I had in my mind. And I know Florida, the landscape is brutally different to, like, say, Chicago. But in my head, as you were telling the story, it was the bar from Cheers in Boston. That was it. That was the bar I had in my mind. But now I'm looking at this. It's a whole different ball game, and it adds an element of the sinister as to why somebody's doing this. There is a lot of fucking woods behind it, by the way. So,
but the food looks really good. I'm really hungry now. So Miller's Ale House. Maybe if we get over to Florida, maybe they'll give us a free meal. We'll tag.
This episode has been sponsored by Miller's Ale House.
Home of the zinger.
And then on their kind of like, I guess their strap line, it's eat, drink, stay a while.
Well, I feel like I should, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's a quick story. This guy just like, and it doesn't, we don't know why. He just went in and he just ripped the urinal. Just this amazing
feat of strength, yeah.
So you might remember what before we started recording. So kind of to peel back the curtain, we don't really tell each other what the stories are. We like to surprise each other a little bit. But we kind of sometimes talk around the stories a little bit. And I was talking about what I'm about to talk about, which is just some extra content tied to my story. And I said it's going to have a very tenuous link to, which shortly, you know, at time of recording coming up, is Christmas. And we were talking about Festivus from Seinfeld. And
yes,
so of course, here are, Chris, for you. Top 10 weird feats of strength.
Yes.
Now, these are there's a YouTube video and it's about 4 minutes long. So, I'm just going to read the list out. But I've watched the YouTube video and it just shows like 9 second snippets of an example of each one.
Yeah.
Some of them are absolutely amazing. So there's the ear weightlift.
So what do you, yeah, I can imagine this.
What are you visualizing? Yeah. I think I have some fun with this. What are you visualizing when if there's the ear weightlift?
Well, presumably there are like hooks on some sort of bungee cord, and it's those hooks are tied through the ears, and then you lift
through
up.
The ears, like pierce like those guys.
Pierce really the ears, yeah, not ropes. Like through the brain, like in and in the cartoon, you see the rope go past the eyes. So it's dangling, and then you pick up like a stationary box or
maybe that was what it used to be back in the day. But I think, you know, now that we're in this whole woke society where it has to be inclusivity for everybody. I guess that would discriminate against the non-pure.
Oh, of course.
Imagine you take your COVID mask, just so the elastics behind your ears.
Yes.
And like, if that's all it is, you kind of just strap elastics behind your ears and then they come out kind of in front of your face and then you just face the ground and you tie shit to the
hammock.
Strap behind your ears.
A weight hammock.
Weight hammock. That's it. Two finger handstand. There's a competition for that. Is it
two finger on each hand or one finger on each hand?
Yeah, it's really a four finger handstand. Yeah. Unless you've only got one arm, and then it is two finger. Yeah. The tram hair pull. Now, it's very specific, a tram.
So that's San Francisco, trams going down the hill. You
strap
attach
it to your ponytail.
And then start walking in the other direction. Yeah, pretty okay, much. I'm with you. Yep.
this one was impressive. The coconut finger break. Now, it's not your fingers that break. Oh. It's the coconut. It's not so much karate chop. It would be like how I would imagine like gouging somebody's eye out. Like it's just get your like your thumb. It's like in it, it's yeah,
a bowling
it's like
ball.
It's little yeah, it is. It's like the little cobra claw with your thumb and your two fingers in a little pincer motion, and you go hah! And just right into the end of the coconut and just kind of start twiddling your fingers around and just start ripping it to shreds like a maniac.
This is on a video.
Yeah, it's all
Jesus Christ. Okay.
And I think, you know, most of these guys, for some reason, they dress up like senseis. I don't know why. Here's one for you. The car beard pull. It's exactly
yeah,
what it
same
means.
With the beard. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, strap it to the old beard. This one is amazing. The video of this one. The car head lift. What are you thinking of car head lift? What do you see?
Well, I mean, the car is lowered onto a man's head and then it's that any support is taken away. And no, that can't be it because you're lifting. I don't know. I don't know what this possibly can be.
You were close. Now, I will say that the dude in this video, his neck is wider than his waist.
Oh, like, yeah.
He looks like Shrek.
I don't suppose this basically. Is called back to World League of Idiots. Is this half animal? Is this a guy with...
It could be. Yeah. It could be. So what it is, we visualize it. So they've got a car on a forklift. And the guy just kind of like kind of shuffles in with his knees bent. And he basically gets stunts. Underneath the middle of the car, and there's like a board, like a plywood board screwed onto the underside of the car. And he just kind of like stands up and takes the weight of the car, and then the forklift backs away, and he's just wearing a car like a fucking hat, basically.
So what's this one called again?
This is the car head lift.
Right, okay. Because you're right, I think car hat would be better. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you'd went, the one that we mentioned earlier, the tram hair pull, if for some reason you failed at that. There's always the bus hair pull, which is the exact same thing.
But with a bus, yeah.
Now, this is my favorite one. The name alone is... It's a good name for a... Well, actually, it's a really shitty name for a band. The Hot Water Bottle Nose Burst.
Hot water... So... Maybe it's the hot water bottle is tied to a tree, like kind of like a Blair Witch sort of symbol. And then you kind of walk up to it and sort of somehow with your nose kind of pierce.
Really pointy nose?
Yeah, pierce the bottle somehow.
Like a burr, like tap it with your beak.
Exactly that, yeah.
No, what this is, you take a hot water bottle and the business end, the anus, if you will, of the hot water bottle.
It is a sphincter, isn't it? Yeah.
You basically hold that up to your nose. There's an assistant holding it, and then you kind of breathe through your nose with your mouth closed, and you inflate the hot water bottle with just your nose
just
breath.
Just the nose.
It's nose breath. Is that a thing? Your nose breath until it bursts.
That's not possible. I don't think that's anybody could possibly do that with just your nose breath.
Nose breath.
Holy shit.
I think I found the title of this episode. Just your nose breath. A couple more. Helicopter ear pull. It's what it sounds like. Yeah. The COVID mask, but your mask is strapped to a helicopter and you...
Yeah.
It's not a flying helicopter. It's on its wheel.
But that would... That's
catch
the way...
Catch it in midair.
Yeah. This is how it evolves, though.
And the most gruesome looking one of all of these is the eyelid weight lift.
No, I'm not interested. I can see this. I'm not interested in this one at all. That is ridiculous.
Looks horrible. If the guy's eyelid is almost below his chin. It just looks a little forlorn.
So you just kind of Garfield eyes all day long.
But it's not the bottom eyelid. It's the top one. It's like pulling. It's like lowering the blinds a little too far past the window, and they're like hitting the floor. It's like that.
Oh God. Where's these happening? These aren't all Florida, are they? These are just in the world.
We should be so lucky. Yeah. This is, I guess the rule we'll make is if we do have any extra content, partly because I don't want to run out of Florida Man stories. We can tenuously link anything from around the world as long as it links back to our Florida Man
stories.
That's
right,
So basically that's it. So my story, man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall, ran away naked into woods. So that's my Florida Man story.
Through shit, feet of strength. I'm still looking at this restaurant, and it's in Tallahassee, and it's time to put it on the map for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, it's opposite Chili's, in case you were... That's another kind of bar, isn't it? Restaurant bar type thing.
Yeah, chain of things.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Well,
that was fun.
Yeah.
Are we gonna who's? I mean, should we pick winners? I don't know. I don't know. If it feels like winners.
We were talking about this earlier. That's what we used to do, and it feels like with the World League of Idiots, because we didn't do that, we were just adding them to the list. That I actually quite enjoyed not having to worry about fighting off the Florida men.
If anything, if we don't do winners right now, it allows us to. If we need to pad this season out, we can have a special later on.
We're going to have a special to organize it. Yeah.
Figure out who's the idiotest idiot.
It won't be the first time that we had to rely on the padded out episodes. But I'm quite happy. I'm quite comfortable to go. It's good to be back. And here's two classics. Yeah.
There we go. No, I think those are, the quality's there,
It really is. It's not gone. Yeah.
It's not gone. So, that's it. So, at Florida Podman, if you guys want to reach out and say anything, or just, I don't know, if you're bored. What noise do baby chickens make, I think, was the burning question of the day. Do they tweet?
I think, now I've thought about it, it's more of a cluck.
It's a high-pitched cluck. It's closer to a chirp than a tweet.
This is the pun that was missing then, isn't it? Is that you must be clucking joking. Mm-hmm. They missed out. They missed out some great cluck opportunities with that.
There's always the Carl Pilkington one.
Yeah.
Chick, can you believe it?
What was that? Anyway, that's up for another time. I can't remember.
Meanwhile, we'll go off air and just talk about other podcasts and things like that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for being back. We've enjoyed being back.
Yeah, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.